The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for June 26th of 2026. The Washington Post today posted a story saying the following: 13 Democratic House members and candidates announced their support Thursday for a centrist initiative aimed at pushing back against the party's tilt toward democratic socialism. Aw, you see, these poor little corporatist sellouts within what used to be FDR's Democratic Party, you know, the guy who said that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. These corporatist sellouts are showing their absolute and stark true colors for all of us to see after three Democratic Socialists won their congressional races in New York City this week. You see, they view Democratic Socialists as the true enemy. They don't view MAGA Republicanism. They don't view the Trump regime's fascism or the corporate authoritarian rule of our political system or how Israel's genocidal government rules America's foreign policy. They don't view any of that as the true enemy to this country. No, no, no. They view Democratic Socialists who want to root out and defeat crony capitalism, a crony capitalism that's aided and abetted by government corruption at its finest and at its cruelest. I mean, we all know it to be true. Government's role has been to placate to corporate interest and the so-called movers and shakers in both corporate and political circles. You know, otherwise known as the Epstein class. You see, Democratic Socialists, they want to end that fusion between government and corporate corruption. How dare they? Anyway, one of these 13 so-called centrist Democrats named Jessica Killen, who's running for a House seat in Colorado and who's also received massive backing from the establishment Democratic Party since she refuses to back Medicare for All, told the Washington Post the following: the Democratic Socialists should not be the face of our party. Give it a rest. Now, the Washington Post says Killen is one of the 13 who signed on to the Promise to America initiative that, according to the Post, commits candidates to a set of centrist principles, including capitalism, fiscal discipline, strong borders, and pride in the United States. The boys are marching. And capitalism. Okay, capitalism. What kind of capitalism, Miss Killen? The kind that's left the working class in worse shape than ever before? What kind of fiscal discipline are you talking about, Miss Killen? The kind that grants massive tax breaks to tech bro data centers in Michigan and throughout the country? Or when the former sage of centrism, former West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, you guys remember him, and when he voted to gut President Biden's signature domestic policy of providing child tax credit extensions, which helped cut child poverty in half? Is that the kind of fiscal discipline you're looking for there, Miss Killen? Is that really fiscal discipline? And then the strong borders bullshit. Again, corporate centrists just cannot help themselves. They love sounding like Dear Leader Trump. Oh, and that initiative also said that it would commit to having pride in the United States. Isn't that what Senator Rumsfeld said he was going to do in the movie The American President? That he was going to bring pride back to the United States. Again, that just illustrates to everyone how these centrist corporatist Democrats are not only stuck in the 90s, but they're stuck in 90s TV world, where they think the West Wing is real life, where they really believe the centrism of the West Wing can really, really win the day. Well, you see, Democratic Socialists are the ones running on and winning on ending our billions of dollars of waste that we spent on Israel's genocidal government. Democratic Socialists are running a true America First agenda. An agenda, you know, that takes actual pride in the working class. The working class is, you know, the backbone of this country, or so I've been told. Seems to me Democratic Socialists are about restoring real pride in this country and not just selling jingoism to an electorate that's over that kind of simplistic thinking. This week, I had the pleasure of talking with Democratic Socialist and congressional candidate for Michigan's Upper Peninsula and parts of the Lower Peninsula, Kyle Blomquist. And I queried Mr. Blomquist to give his take on what a moderate or a centrist really is. And here was his answer.
I think in our district, I think about a handful of things. I think about data centers. I think about the Line 5 pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac and along the US 2 corridor across the Upper Peninsula. If you're a candidate in this race right now, or you've been a candidate in this race for 3 years and you can't articulate a position on data centers and Line 5, I think that that tells you a lot, honestly. The lack of an answer tells you plenty. And I think the same thing when I see somebody who fails to take a public position on Gaza. And so I think that centrism is too often sold as pragmatism when really I see it as conservatism.
That's exactly what centrism really is. Conservatism. Centrism is conservatism. Thanks to that kind of electoral and moral bankruptcy from many in the establishment Democratic Party elite system, the working class got left in the dust. And it's funny hearing so-called centrists declare war on democratic socialism during a time when fascism is staring us right in the face. And also, when we just saw the MAGA majority on the Supreme Court deliver rulings guaranteeing that the United States will be not only a more corporate-friendly country, but a whiter country as well. But hey, centrists, hey, they're fine with fascism, just as long as they get to hold their little grip on power. The hell with the working class, centrists say. The hell with marginalized people, centrists say. They need and will fight to maintain their power at all costs. And if it means selling out the working class and marginalized people, so be it. Just as long as they get theirs and they keep their little Epstein class club intact. That's who these people truly are. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow Left of Lansing on the socials. Subscribe to the show on YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. And subscribe to the show on Patreon. Go Tigers and take the battle to them.